This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Majority of Americans are uncomfortable still, according to polls, in driving in or around driverless vehicles. Federal judge ordered Kentucky to pay $224,000 to cover the legal fees of the couple that County Clerk Kim Davis refused to issue a marriage license after the Supreme Court's same-sex order. Congressional leaders have reached an agreement on sweeping sanctions legislation to punish Russia for its election meddling and aggression towards its neighbors, defying the White House's argument that President Trump needs flexibility to adjust the sanctions to fit his diplomatic initiatives with Moscow. New legislation would sharply limit the president's ability to suspend or terminate the sanctions. In Turkey, about $11 billion worth of corporate assets, from small baklava chains to large publicly traded conglomerates, have been grabbed by the government, a systematic taking with few precedents in modern economic history. Several thousand dispossessed executives have fled overseas. Venmo, the popular payment transfer service used by millennials, some believe is making relationships more transactional. Additionally, because it's a social network, friends and others linked through transactions can examine your payment records and memos. President Trump, in a preemptive strike, claimed that he has the absolute power to pardon anyone, including his family and seemingly himself, which legal experts doubt. Washington Post has reported that Attorney General Sessions may have discussed campaign activities and policy with the Russian ambassador last year, despite his public statements to the contrary based on intelligence intercepts. Between 2011 and 2015, one in four properties in Detroit was foreclosed on because the owners owed property tax. City has one of the highest property tax foreclosure rates since the Great Depression. More troubling, this is a result of illegal property tax assessments and inflated property tax bills. From 1980 to 2014, the rate of growth in the number of women in prison outpaced that of men by more than 50%, and black women continue to be incarcerated at twice the rate of white women. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.